Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my god, turn it off. Put a stop to it. Put it off.
Oh my god.
Put it off. Oh my god.
Why is my head on fire?
I feel like the devil is shit in my eyes.
Hang on, mate. We gotta get out. It's January 1st.
Oh my god, I'm so hungover.
We gotta get out, mate. Come on.
Oh, why?
Shambles. Rise and shine.
Oh my god. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Big one last night, mate.
Give me a sec.
Jesus. Oh god. Don't give yourself a hernia. Right.
God, my legs hurt.
Right, remember, January 1st, new year, new shambles. Let's.
New achievement. You look
Let's
lovely.
Go.
Your
Thanks,
hair
mate.
Looks very long.
Oh, yeah. Actually, don't, look at your beard as well. It's like down to your nipples, at least. That's really good.
That's really weird.
I remember that from last. Anyway, look, let's get going.
My mouth tastes awful.
I'm just gonna check my phone, see
Why
what's going on.
Why is there so much shit in the
bag? Oh, mate.
Oh, did
I've got 180 missed calls from work. What the fuck? It's 1st of January.
Oh, dude, they need to give you a fucking day off.
Come on, tell me about it, right? One
there's
day
awful,
off?
There's an
I
awful
want.
Lot of piss in the bed.
No, it's...
But it's dry. It's old. It's like old.
Mate, that's
piss.
Nice. It's bed really... sweats. Bed sweats.
My fingernails
those,
are alarmingly long.
They look really good.
Who...
I'm just going to check. Hang on, mate! It's not the 1st of fucking January. It's the 10th of February! When did that
what?
Happen?
What?
When did that... Did you set the shambalarm wrong?
Oh, my God.
Shambalarm.
The shlam.
Shlam. Mate, what have you done? We've got to get going. We've got to record.
Oh, my God. This is going to be such a problem.
Mate, we've not missed anything else, have we?
Oh, no. Oh, we have so much to do. We have so much to fucking do.
David fucking Bowie's dead, Paddy! We slept through the greatest rock star of our age dying!
Oh, my Christ.
We've got to... This is a fucking mess. Fucking
we
shambles.
Have to start recording right away! Pod shambles.
So, what you just heard there was actually a pretty
funny joke.
Pretty funny, clever joke. And,
great joke.
See, and its purpose is twofold.
Oh, like tell me.
Think, because,
Paddy.
One, fun intro, podcast, you know.
We like to have fun.
Sound effects, everyone
yep.
likes a sound effect.
Gag.
Secondly, it alleviates us of blame for having...
Don't blame
not
us,
done
not
episode
our fault.
In a while.
Not enough. We're Pod Shambles, we're back!
Hello!
Hello, Poddy and Laurie. Paddy and Laurie.
Poddy and
we've
Laurie.
We've gone off to a sternly good start.
Oh,
we are
absolutely.
Back again to shamble your shit up.
Yes.
This is episode 40. 4-0.
No, it's not. It's
yes, it is.
Episode 39.
It's episode 39.
Yeah, what a great start to the new year.
Oh,
boy. Have I got
news
some
for you.
News for you.
Dude, we've done well. We're doing it again. That's
yeah,
all we can
we
say.
We are doing it again. And that makes it sound like we actively stop. But basically, as you probably remember from every other January, January's not a good
January's
time
a
for
dick,
us.
Man.
It is like the heaviest work month of the month.
Yeah?
Year of the
yeah?
year for both of us.
It seems to be a few. Well, you've gone off and done a... I was going to ask you what you've been up to, but I know that you've been off doing
yeah.
your show.
I've been off writing
Jay
a show.
Jay and the Bees.
Yeah, Jay and the Bees.
Jagged cool. and the Bums.
Yeah, I started on January 2nd and spent a month month with Johnny writing a whole new bloody show.
Hello. What's it called?
It's called Johnny and the Baptists Eat the Poor.
And when can I see it?
Oh, you can see it in a menagerie of places. A plethora of fun.
Okay.
From the end of March until the end of May, we're doing a 2-month tour and it's going to be absolutely rad.
Rock your tits off.
We're going to rock your tits off, and it's all about social inequality and economics and... Oh, yeah. And also, that, ladies and gentlemen, counts as a callback to the intro, because that is also... We decided that Laurie does the best snoring noise and I do the best... My brother used to do that in my ear.
Oh,
as, as he used to always go, hey, let me tell you a secret. And because I was a child, I'd go, oh, of course. And he'd come over and just go,
just lick your eardrum.
It was so awful. It's like the most horrid noise.
That's disgusting.
But yeah, man, I've been away. I went to Ludlow.
I feel like I haven't seen you for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Oh, no.
I might as well have just woken up.
You might as well. Yeah, it's been fucking chaos. But and also, we both had our birthdays.
You did have our birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, each other. Which is lovely. Like, and I think, Jay, this year we did bloody well.
We did do really well.
The most pleasant birthdays ever had.
Because I made my peace with the fact that I turned 26.
Yeah.
And I, you know, late 20s, almost dead.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to kill you.
And we did a lovely pub lunch, which was very, very civilised. And we walked in the rain, had pub lunch, then came home and went to bed quite a reasonable time.
Yeah.
Well, we got loads of Kart.
Yeah. We got a lot of Mario Kart and a lot of drinking.
And for yours, we had like a 3-day bonanza, didn't we?
Yeah, I always try and do this rather, what I think was very clever thing. I don't know why this character has come into it, the whole, hello, what you might...
I'd call it a greedy birthday, Paddy.
Yeah, it was a greedy birthday. Well, basically, because normally...
Greedy jester.
For one, I'm dreadful at organising things, which for someone who's self-employed turns out is not a very good trait to have. But like every year I always leave it to the last minute, and you normally end up organising it because you're good at that kind of
thing. And this... I can operate a Facebook event,
you know your way around social media.
Oh, what's that? A maybe? Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Interested. Have you seen they got interested now?
Oh,
you
can
not click go.
I'm interested. I might not bother.
And that came for your gig. Sorry, that's every person
that's
that I are. Yeah, no, anyway. But so, and so my birthday was on a Friday, and I thought, well, like, loads of people aren't around on Fridays, especially like the comics, like, are all doing gigs and stuff. So I decided to have one thing on a Friday, one on Saturday, and one on Sunday for all different people. Then what ended up is everyone came to all of them, and we just had the worst hangover ever on Monday.
Oh, it was lovely.
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. I had an absolute blast. But now we're back. Now it's February.
Now
it's absolutely February.
We've both been away this weekend as well, which maybe why I feel like I haven't seen you for ages.
Yeah.
You've been up in Leeds.
Yes.
Picking it up.
Yeah, so basically...
You said you came in with your little shorts, pulled all the way up, on your way back from Leeds. You said, sorry, I've got a head of a story to tell you, but it's going to
wait. With a massive lollipop sticking out of my bottom.
I was so excited. And you're like, but it's going to wait for the podcast. So tell me, Paddy, what is this exciting story?
Okay, right. So I spent the weekend in Leeds and the surrounding areas. I can't be too specific, and I'll let you know for why.
Okay.
And so basically, I was originally going to go up for work for a meeting at a theatre, and I booked these tickets ages ago, and then I forgot, and then I was like, oh shit, I have to be in Leeds for 2 nights. Very scrambledly called people I know in Leeds and was like, I had this one meeting, so I was like, I need to fill 2 days. Right. So I had a lovely time. I arrived on the Friday, I stayed with friends, it was really nice. And then I spoke to James. Who you remember from being our best friend.
Yeah, you listeners remember from being on the podcast in the special friends episode.
Yeah, exactly. He was in Sexy Friends or Sexier
Enemies.
Yeah,
Sexier
Enemies. He was in that one. Anyway, James is an actor, and so I called him because I knew that he was filming somewhere up in the north on a new movie that he's doing. And he just sort of said, oh my god, like, yeah, he was like, yeah, get a cab to this location. He said, look, I'm being so,
so
MI5
coy,
about this,
man.
Right? He was like, get a cab to this location and come, you can crash at my hotel,
you'd
stay
be
with me.
The least effective MI5 operative ever.
Yeah,
ever lived.
Absolutely.
Because he would phone me up immediately, be like, hey, guess where I am?
Yeah.
Tehran!
Yeah, exactly. I'm sending you my GPS, but I'm doing it over a public phone line.
I found a missile.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, and he was like, come to my hotel. I'll come to the bar. I went to the bar. This was quite late in the evening. And it was bloody look. We got hammered in this hotel that I also won't name for reasons that come into it later. And lovely group of people, the rest of the cast. One of them was Olivia Poulet from The Thick of It. Bond woman in the thick of it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God, awesome. The loveliest woman ever. And she, like, stayed up drinking with us.
She's one of the aides, isn't she?
I can't remember exactly. She's the one that has loads of interaction with Chris Addison and, like, all that.
She's always telling people to buck up their ideas.
Exactly. So cool. She is amazing. But anyway, so we stayed up drinking for a long time, and, like, slowly people peeled off and went to bed, and there was the girl from the Cup of Soup advert. She went to bed. There was the guy from a Fitness First advert. He went to bed. And I was, like, recognising all these people, and I was like, oh, God, I'm so cool. And I think everyone assumed I was an actor, basically. Because James was like, oh, this is Paddy. And everyone assumed that I was going to be on shoot the next day.
And you're such a lovey, darling.
It was me and James and our friend, you know, Tom Richards.
Yeah, Tom, he's
in the movie as well. So anyway, like, so we all got really hammered. And then it got to about 1 a.m. And James and I think we ordered some room service. And we went up to James's room. And bear in mind that James has to be up at 6 at this point. So we get into the room. And we were quite drunk. And I produced 2 bottles of red wine from my bag. And I was like, mate. I have planned, and some Pringles, and some mini eggs, because I was so well prepared. Really,
so for James's big break in a film, you thought, I know, I'm going to go up and ruin it.
Yeah, let's get him, let's, you know, he's
with
been,
Pringles
he's
and
been
mini
away
eggs.
From all of his friends.
And I'm cirrhosis.
Yeah, exactly. So we got into his room, and then basically we were trying to figure out how we could smoke in the hotel room. Basically, which is not a good thing.
No.
I know it's not a good thing.
You shouldn't admit to that.
No, but I'm going to. I'm going to admit because like the thing what we didn't.
No.
But we were discussing all the ways we could do it. And like, firstly, James was like, we looked at the smoke alarm, right? And we were like, okay, well. I mean, why don't we just have a little look? And we were sort of fiddling with it, and then it came off the ceiling. And we were like, God, oh shit. And we looked inside, it was a heat sensor, and we were like, oh, so that would be fine. And then we like, it was watch. You know when you're watching something happen, and you know
it's unfolding
that you
in front
can do
of
it better as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so James was stood on this chair, wobbling, trying to reattach this smoke alarm. And I was like, oh God, you just need to, all you need to do is turn it. If you turn
just
it,
turn
it'll
it,
be
man.
Fine. And I let him get away with it, and eventually he just hit it into the ceiling and it stayed, and he was like, oh, brilliant. And then we were like, okay, well, we'll turn the shower on so the extractor fans come on, we'll open all the windows, we'll do all this kind of stuff. And we're then stood at this hotel room with 2 cigarettes about to light them in our mouths, and there's a knock at the door, and we're like, oh, okay, that's really weird. And I thought maybe we're being loud.
It's the cigarette police. We know you're in
exactly,
there. Come out with your butts up.
Cigarettes away. Like shower off. Like all of the towels that were blocking the doors. Get rid of all of them. And then we open the door, and it's this dude who like runs the. He's like the night porter at the hotel.
Yeah.
Really lovely guy, had made us sandwiches earlier in the day.
Yes.
Very lovely man. And he was like, guys, the fire alarm's gone off downstairs, and it said that it was coming from this room. And we were like, oh. Okay,
that's...
and he's like, sometimes it happens when the smoke alarm's faulty, so I need to check your smoke alarm. And we were like, oh yeah, that's absolutely fine. And he looked at it, and it was sort of like wrenched into
hanging
place.
Off the wall.
And James just immediately went, we weren't smoking. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, no, I can tell you're not. I mean,
what
I can tell, like, it doesn't set this thing off. And then he was fiddling with it, and he was like, I just can't work out how. And so James and I's gambit was, maybe it was a fly.
Nice.
And he went,
nice.
And he went, oh,
watertight.
What? And I was like, well, if a fly gets in, surely it could, like, short circuit. And he was like, you know what? That's happened before.
Oh, I can't believe he humoured you with that.
He was like, yeah, no, that has actually happened. And he looked inside him and was like, yeah, look, it's just this bit's just a bit frayed, not that. And he clicked it back in, and then it was all fine. And we were like, oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
And we calmed down by getting really, really drunk. And we watched the movie Ted. I'd never seen the movie
Apparently
Ted
Apparently, it's
before.
Not bad.
It's a solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
There are like 10
If you can tolerate
really
Seth MacFarlane,
jokes.
It'll be fine.
I quite like Family Guy to a point. So, like, I enjoy
it's a low,
certain
it's
bits
It's a low
of it.
Hit rate.
Exactly, but...
Non-horrible.
I know exactly what you mean. Plus, I am totally in love with Mila Kunis, so it's like, that's absolutely
is
fine.
Is she in it live?
Yeah. She's one of the leads.
Oh.
Absolutely brilliant. But like,
she's the bear.
The film is fine. So anyway,
She's the bear.
She is Ted. Yeah, exactly.
Super Ted. It's a film about Super Ted. Now I'm on board.
Now I love Super
Who's
Ted.
Who's the Spotty
what
Man?
A fucking
Who's
great
Spotty
show.
Man?
Oh, Spotty Man is played by, believe it or not,
Bill Nighy.
Yes, exactly.
Good heavens, Ted. We don't seem to be in a spot of bother.
Okay, Bill Nighy.
I don't know who plays Ted. I've forgotten who plays Mila Kunis.
Hello, I'm Meg from the family.
Hello.
Anyway, so we get hammered.
We go
to bed at about 4:30, and then we get woken up at 6, right? And the plan was, I would get in James's car to the set, and I'd get dropped off somewhere, and then I'd head back to Leeds.
Right.
And then we're in the car, an old mate turns around and goes, you're coming on set, right? And I was like, yeah, is that cool? And James was like, yeah, is that cool? And he was like, well, of course it's cool. And I was like, oh, great, okay. So we then arrive at this set at about 7 in the morning, right? And James goes, oh, come on, let me introduce you to some of my friends. Now, at this point, I'd like to say, I have discussed this with James, and it's okay for me to talk about
No NDA has been broken.
No NDA has been broken if I do this.
Oh, hence shady about the location. I see.
Absolutely, okay. But I do have to be slightly cautious.
Let me up. Who do you mean?
We walk in.
Was it Billy Crystal?
Immediately.
Billy Crystal.
Not Billy Crystal. Immediately, there are people coming up to me with, like, earpieces and all that, like, going, oh, hey.
Do people just start putting makeup on you, like, without you asking?
Yeah, exactly. I'm Chris, I'm in charge of you today. How are you doing? Like, all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's like, can I get you anything? I'm like, oh, I'd love, like, some breakfast.
A whiskey.
And like, of course, yeah, absolutely. Get you some breakfast. And you know, we've got these people bringing us stuff, right? And then we go into the green room. And James goes, oh, let me introduce you to some of my friends. Walk in, right? And James goes, oh, Michael, Gabriel, David, this is Paddy. Now, at this point, I'd like to just say, that was Michael Gambon, David Tennant, and Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, fuck off, Paddy.
Oh, my God. In levels of excitement, I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but David Tennant's
top.
He's great. You know what? No, not for me. That's the thing. Top for me is Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, because Usual of fucking
Suspects.
Usual Suspects.
He's like one. He's one of my favorite actors. He's my brother's favorite actor. He's one of my dad's favorite actors. Like, we just fucking love him. And then I was a little bit like, oh shit. James hadn't really briefed me that this was going to happen, and they were all like really nice to meet you, all this kind of thing. And immediately Gambon's like, right, I'm gonna go for a smoke. I can't do Gambon's voice. I'm going to do this. Voice.
He's not that boy Gambo, he's a
Your
bit like
Michael Gambo.
He'd be like, Paddy, tell me, mate.
Yeah.
What exactly did you get up to at the weekends?
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't put any fucking truck in his tour. Yeah.
So he goes out for a smoke, and I'm immediately like, I'm taking this opportunity. I'm like, oh, I'll come with you. Go out for a smoke with Gambo. Cue 5 hours of chain smoking with Gambo and Gabriel, like, every now and then coming
popping
out.
In.
And like James and that, just the loveliest dude.
Oh, man.
Who, like, and
you hung with Dumbledore.
And just the best conversation.
Dumblehang.
Dumblehang. He was talking to Gambo, and he's telling all these stories about, like, he was in the first production at the National Theatre.
Yeah.
He was telling stories about Harry Potter and, like, all this sort of amazing stuff. And then
everything in between.
And we were talking about smoking, and we told him the story about smoking in the hotel room the night before, and he goes, what you've got to do is you've got to turn the shower on. And we were like, we tried that. And he's like, I know, but it didn't work because, like, in my room, the toilet isn't in the same room as the shower. And I was like, well, surely that isn't a problem. He goes, well, it is, because... I mean, surely I want to have a shit. And, like, I was pissing myself laughing, and James goes, well, why don't you just, like, bring in, like, a bucket or something to the shower? And he's like, oh, that's a fantastic idea. That's an absolutely brilliant... And then I can... Pool.
Shit in the bucket.
And, yeah.
So,
and then,
you and James... Hang on, let me just go straight. You and James convinced Sir Michael of Gambon...
Yes.
To get around his toilet cigarette problem...
Yeah.
To shit in a bucket. You told Michael Gambon to shit in a bucket.
And then Gambon, he's on board with this, and then he disappears for a second. He comes back round...
With a bucket.
With this, like, giant bin, right? Like, this enormous bin, and he puts it in front of us and goes... You see, something like this, I could probably fill it in an hour or two. Depends how much I'm smoking. And Gabriel Byrne sort
well,
of like...
It's a linear relationship between one cigarette equals
Gabriel
half
Byrne.
A cubic.
Yeah,
poo.
Exactly. Gabriel Byrne sort of giggling. David Tennant, incredibly professional, just sort of like trying to ignore everything that's going on. Bear in mind that whenever David Tennant was doing something, especially if he's in makeup or he's about to like do something on set or something, or film something, Gambon has always stood to the side. And now I'll have to explain this because it's a visual cue. Doing this...
Yeah. Paddy is sticking his tongue out very slowly. Yeah, and then he's doing a raspberry.
And he does that, and he's trying to catch David Tennant's eye whilst doing all of this stuff. He was absolutely hilarious.
That's
anyway,
incredible.
I got a little bit starstruck by Gabriel Byrne, I must say.
Yeah. I would,
but also, and also, I don't have any pictorial evidence of any of this kind of thing because I hate the idea of ever asking someone for something.
No, and
especially
actually,
when I'm trying to be friends with
them. And I'm really glad you didn't, because you've actually hit on something I'm really big on there, which I hate. We've met a couple of people who we really admire together. Even, and the value in getting a photo with them is purely so you can say, you know, I was there.
I was there.
I was this guy's mate. And it's so prolific.
But now
like,
I have
see,
this lovely story.
Yeah, which is so much better. And I, and you know, I'm not going to ever, no one's, if anyone ever accuses you of making that up, then that's, they're kind of their fault.
That's their problem.
Because that's seemingly the insecurity there is like, well, no one's going to believe me unless I produce this photo of us
doing the
activity.
Or like a Snapchat
I
of
hate
me
that,
wanking him off or something.
You see endless horrible... Please, no. And that's horrible. You wanking off Gambon. I mean, that is YouTube gold.
Yes.
Number one. We would go viral.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know, you see, there's a really horrible video, for example, Tim Howard, you know, the US goalkeeper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's him being videoed at an airport. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. In the USA. And him being videoed at the, well done. Well, very well done.
I just wanted to get your praise there. I'm so sorry.
And he's been filmed at the airport.
Right.
And a guy comes up to him and shakes his hand. And you're like, oh, it's really lovely. And Tim Howard's like in the back. He's very obviously in like his chilled out clothes. He's off somewhere, you know, just his family or something. Guy shakes his hand and immediately, from the handshake, swings his other arm around to go round his shoulders and gets a phone out and starts taking a picture. And Tim Howard just like pushes him off and goes, "What the fuck, man?
Oh, man, yeah, of course."
And it's really, and you, in that moment, you go, "How fucking horrible is that?
How rude, someone incredibly,
to just brandish a phone and be like, can I take a photo?"
Yeah.
And like when we met, for example, name drop Adam Buxton at a
festival. Yeah, exactly.
Right? All I mean, running through my head immediately was, I really want to take a photo with him. I really want someone to know us. He was like, actually, no, it's going to be worth so much more. If I just say hi, hello. And say I fucking love you, and let's have a conversation like two human beings, rather than can I please have a little totemic evidence of the fact that we've met.
100%, and it's the same, we've talked about this with gigs before, it's like people filming gigs and stuff like that, when you're stood in the audience of a show and you have your phone out for the entire thing.
Oh, no, fuck
you
that,
will never man. Watch that fucking no. video, and when no. you show people that, you're like,
I went to go and see Jack Johnson the other night, look at this,
and you've got 2 minutes of, you know, banana pancakes whilst it sounds like someone's vomiting into a fucking bin, and like, no one wants to watch that, and you don't want to watch that, and you might as well just watch the fucking show. Anyway, the closer to this story about Gambon.
He
was very, very lovely to me, and then it got to about half eleven, and he eventually assumed I was an actor, and I sort of am in a way. And he said, so what do you do?
Your life's a lie, it's all the carefully constructed Paddy character.
And I said to him, I was like, oh, actually, I'm a comedian, and like I had a chat to him about comedy. He's like, that's great. And then there was a conversation going on between the other actors about where they trained, and they were all like, oh, I went to RADA, I went to Lambda, and then Gambon turns to me and James and goes, I didn't go to drama school.
Of course,
and we were like, I mean, of course you. And he was like, I mean, it's fair play if you want to go and do that, but like, I hope that young actors like you know you don't need to. And I was like, that's really sweet. And he was like, well, what did you study then? And I was like, I studied music. And he was like, yeah, look at you. And he was like, of course you did. And then we spoke to my family, and he asked if my family were musical. Like, he was actually interested.
Man,
right?
How...
And then, at this point, he still thinks that I'm about to go on camera, right?
Yeah.
And then James gets taken aside by someone.
Yeah.
And I see them having this conversation, and this dude points at me, and I see James...
It's that kind of film, by the way. He needs a fluffer.
And I see this dude point at me, and then James is sort of saying this. And at this point, I'm thinking, oh my God, what if they're like... Look at that guy. Like, can we get him on?
We've got to get him in. He's so off.
Is that Paddy Jervis from Podshambles?
He's ant-based space opera. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Really? Ant-based space opera. We can't say anything. And I was like, oh, my God. And then James comes over and he's like, turns out you can't be here.
And I'm so like, did you have what? To hightail
like
it that? Out?
And James is like, you take me around the corner. And he's like, so it turns out you definitely cannot be here. And that's the person who's just said, someone has noticed you on set. And they were like, who's that guy? And everyone has gone, I don't know, that's Paddy. He's really nice. And eventually they pieced together between them, this is not cool. And James was like, you have to get out of here, like, right away, before the director comes over. And and Michael, I'm just going to call him Mike for now. Mike is M-dog. Like, finds this hilarious. It's like, I don't know, he can stay, all this kind of thing. And if he said I could stay, I totally could. But I was like, I do not want to jeopardize this at all.
Especially not for Jay.
So I'm trying to get a cab and all this kind of stuff. And then one of the drivers comes over and goes, all right, I'm Roy. I've heard about your predicament. Do you need a lift? And I was like, well, that would be lovely.
It'll cost you one hand job.
It'll cost me one. Yeah, you and Gambon. I saw what you did to Michael. I want that in my life.
But again.
Exactly, YouTube gold. And so this dude drives me quite a long way to get me out without telling anyone. So I didn't get any trouble, and James didn't get in any trouble. And I've ended up with one of the loveliest stories that I think I have about becoming friends with, you know, some of my heroes, which is really nice. And now I really hope that this movie is going to be incredibly successful, not only because it's James's career, but also, can you fucking imagine if then it was like, hey, we're just going to hang out with Gambon, and Gambon was like round here doing the podcast, he was like, oh, I'm shit in a bucket, and I'm like, oh, brilliant, I told him to do that. Like, how cool would that be?
That'd be really cool, Paddy. I'm really happy for you. I'm really fucking happy that you met fuck off, as if you're interested about how my weekend was. I went home to Oxford where my dog shit in the house. That was the highlight of the entire weekend, so fuck you.
Oh, you had a little dog
fuck poo. Off, why don't you go and give Gambon another salty hand job?
Was it a good poo? Was it? I mean, was it a famous?
Is it ever a good poo? It's dog shit. It's dog shit, Paddy. It wasn't a good poo.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. You must have had something nice.
I don't. No. 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 It's over. It's gone.
Did you have a roast?
Did have a roast.
Yeah, pork.
Gotta love a roast.
It was really good.
Was it? But was it gammon?
Fuck off!
Was it?
Spoiler alert, Kaiser Soze. Spoiler alert, Dumbledore dies. Spoiler alert, life isn't worth it. Why not end it all now?
Oh, mate, spoilers? Oh,
I'm sorry.
I have to kill myself now.
Oh, I should shut my mouth shut.
Shit. Well, Paddy, because we're so late back, as previously mentioned, we've missed a couple of big stinkers, haven't we? Big lot of people have died since.
Yeah, it's been
away.
A bad month.
It's
for
been a really
life.
Bad month. Well, we were awake for Lemmy dying, which obviously was pretty.
That
Lemmy
was
from
fucking bleak.
What are they called? You know,
Motorhead,
bang, Motorhead, Motorbang,
Motorhead,
Motorbang. And Bowie, obviously he's gone.
Glenn
Goblin
Frey,
King. Glenn Frey,
Eagles.
Yeah, he went. Terry Wogan,
Alan Rickman.
That was bizarre, wasn't it?
It's been a It's not been good.
Why are they all dead? That's what I want to know.
Did they have that? I know that most of them were very ill.
Yes.
Bowie
was cancer.
Is there one of those things? Were they all like the same age?
Well, they're supposedly the 69 club, isn't there? Which I think Bowie was 69, and I think Rickman might have been as well.
Lemmy was
70. He was 70 by
Lemmy
a day
was 70,
or something.
He just turned 70.
Well, it's the 27 club, isn't it? But that's a bit like the 69 club is if you go out in quite normal circumstances. Where the 27 club is if you go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
James Dean or Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
They all die. I don't know, man. Like, it was really... and I don't want this to turn into David Bowie.
Is Janis Joplin 27?
Yes, yeah.
And Amy Winehouse?
Amy Winehouse. I don't want this to turn into... Yeah, okay. We get it.
Me.
If only.
If only. I've got 2 years.
3 years ago.
2 years left in me.
But, you know, people... I listen to a lot of podcasts since which have said, you know, oh, they've taken a stance on someone and said, this guy was really important to me, this lady was really important to me.
Yeah.
I was really sad when I heard them die. And obviously, I was sad when Bowie died.
Yeah, yeah.
I love his music and I love Jareth the Goblin King.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of the finest film creations ever. Like, with the biggest pouch in his pants ever.
Oh, my God,
made.
Amazing.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't really feel like I could eulogise any of them effectively.
That's the thing. I think we may have briefly spoken about this before, but I don't really use social media anyway.
Mm.
But I don't gush about things on social media. Especially.
No,
and often, and I think there's a very clear distinction when someone dies, and on social media you can tell instantly whether that people gave a shit. Or whether they
Absolutely.
Are just getting on board a bandwagon.
Yeah.
And you have the people who... It's like
the people who put up, oh my God, I can't believe Bowie died. Let's Dance was a song I listened to once in a nightclub.
Exactly. It's the song that I once kissed that girl, Sarah. Who blah, 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 blah.
But anyway, or you get someone like when we went to see John Ronson and Adam Buxton do an amazing night at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Yes.
And Adam Buxton is renowned, you know, Bowie nuts.
Yeah,
as if
absolutely.
You ever listen to the podcast, you'll know. And he was saying how his dad died very sadly just before Christmas, and he was really shooken up by that. Obviously,
it
would when your dad died. But he was saying he was very ill, and it was a very gradual process, and you know they were kind of expecting it and ready for it.
Yeah.
But then when Bowie died a couple of weeks later, that knocked him for six, and suddenly lots of the feelings he felt about his dad kind of surfaced.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it takes something else happening for you to
and it was
accept something.
And in that moment, you go, oh, I can totally understand. Like that must be gut wrenchingly horrible for you.
That's just this is going to sound very, very sad, but it's really interesting you say that to do with the memory of people. And sometimes when someone dies, you expect to be very, 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 very sad and all this sort of thing. And I was talking to Jay the other day about emotion memory in acting and about how it's one of those techniques where if you need to cry on stage,
you recall a memory. That
you go, oh, right. And you think about and I was talking to James about how it's so interesting. Whenever I've had to do that on stage, my mind immediately used to jump to the death of my mother.
Yeah.
And I'd go, fuck, that was so sad. And I tried to cry. But actually, like, I've had 18 years to deal with that. And now, actually, the thing that makes me cry is the death of my dog.
Yeah, oh, God,
and
don't go there.
Exactly.
Don't bloody go there. Man,
we've both had a dog called Charlie that died.
That weirdly.
Really
that's how
weirdly.
We became friends.
Yeah,
the Charlie dog survivors group.
Yeah, the funeral, I went into the wrong funeral. And it's like,
this is
for Charlie the dog, right?
I feel like I said this, but we were away on holiday when Charlie died, and my uncle had to go and have him taken to put down because he was looking after our house.
Oh, shit,
and my mum still feels like it's one of the things she feels guiltiest about, is making my uncle do that, and his dog died recently. Oh, God.
It's so awful. Yeah, like,
worst.
I got driven back by our friend Benjay from Download Festival.
Yes.
To be there when it happened.
Yeah.
And my brother flew back from his stag do.
Good man.
It was really awful, but that's the thing that I think of, and sometimes it's really weird. You actually associate, not necessarily greater sadness, but a greater emotional reaction to something that might seem lessened, if
Absolutely.
You know what I mean.
Anyway,
I just thought that was a very, very interesting thing. But it's just so interesting that all these people have died and so many people have come out in. And it's such a shame because they're all good people. It's like, you know, I know that sounds so dreadful, but you know, like often the universe will balance things out and, you know, so someone really brilliant will die and then
someone
awful
shit.
Will die.
Oh,
you can at least be like, oh, well, at least karma has done this right. There'll be a notorious racist who was in a car crash or like something like that. And you go, oh, brilliant. It's just such a shame that they were all so good. Like,
I know. No bad one between them.
And everyone has called it this, like, the worst month for, like, in the history of deaths. Like,
I feel like that gets said a lot, though, and I think it's just...
It does, yeah, exactly. As long as more than one person dies.
And these people would also, you know, not like we were waiting for them to die, but like we said, they were all getting on. At least two of them were very old. Terry Wogan had cancer as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But you feel, because you don't know about it, you don't know the inner workings of these people's lives,
yeah,
then it's so much more shocking for you. Whereas actually, you know, David Bowie wrote and released an album about his impending death.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Have you listened to it since? It's incredible.
Let's not repeat what people have said. But like, there must be. But that's the thing. Like, those people. Like, yes, in a way, we expected some of them to die. But there are the people. I mean, the one that always gets bandied around as someone who cannot die is Keith Richards.
Oh my, he's a juggernaut.
He's unstoppable. I don't know if I told you.
His veins are cocaine. Yeah, like, that's how he's alive.
Like, that's. I was listening to Desert Island Discs the other day because I'm cultured and a valuable member of society.
Quite, yeah. Radio 4 is my shit, yo.
Yeah.
But I've listened to that one as well. Beautiful.
Unreal. And it's just the particular sense in it where obviously they approach the fact that he just will not die. And he's like, and it's not even like, yeah, he drinks too much and he smokes too much and all this kind of stuff. It's that he's been in so many scenarios where he could have died.
Found out that tree. That was in the news.
With the coconut tree.
Yeah.
And oh my god, it's like, that is such a funny story. But she even asks him, she's like,
Kirsty.
Kirsty, of course. Oh, Kirsty.
Tell me, Keith. Do you feel like you should have died?
That's exactly the question.
Really?
Exactly. She's like, you've had so many close calls. Do you now feel that your lifestyle as an older man who now has grandkids reflects that you could have had all those deaths, so now you're more careful, so you think of yourself as very fragile, or have you gone the other way? And he just goes, well, because I'm indestructible. And she's like, so you think you can't die? And he's like, of course I die. I'm immortal. And it's so cool that he still thinks that. But he's the pirate king. It's like, and also there was a picture that came out the other day of excuse me if I get this wrong, but I think it's Bowie, Lemmy, and Iggy Pop.
Yes, probably,
or something like that. And you can see even the look in Iggy Pop's eyes at that moment is like, everyone thought he'd be the first one to go.
Oh
right?
My god!
I mean,
yeah,
come on, it's Iggy Pop. It's like, Iggy the Pop. Guy is a mess.
How much heroin has that man had?
Oh my word!
Why, well, he's like, very functioning. I imagine.
What's
Iggy...
the car insurance he does? He's like, punk rock, and this is egg insurance or whatever.
Hang on,
it's called.
Like, it's called this is some insurance.
Some insurers won't. I'm a surf Iggy Pop.
Yeah, that's not Iggy Pop.
Some insurers won't let you be in Iggy. And the really funny thing was that company refused to insure him because of his lifestyle.
Yeah.
Like, that's really weird how much that happens as well. My brother struggles with getting insurance because of falls. Like, massively.
Because he's such a bloody nutter
with his son and his responsible lifestyle. But, like, not even because... And apparently, lots of time, the problem isn't, you're a rock star, so you might crash your car. It's, you're a rock star, so you might share a car with someone more important than you. And, like, all this. And then they might crash it. Or they might cause you to crash it.
Yeah, which exactly. would be worse.
And so, that... And I just find that amazing. But Iggy Pop must be shitting himself.
Man, do you reckon?
Just, like, why don't... Because also, like, it's the whole martyr's death thing. Like, Bowie is probably the sort of prime example of that, as you say, with Lazarus and all that, and like all that, and you listen to that and you go, fuck, like, he will forever be enshrined in this, even though it wasn't a glorious death.
Do you reckon that then Iggy's got like some magnum opus waiting in the wings and he's just waiting to die? He's like desperate. He's
I can't
fucking wait until I die. Yeah, I can shove all this shit up Bowie's ass. I can release my album called Dead Dog Reunited.
Yeah, exactly.
It will be fucking insane.
And I bet that, like, since age 27, when he turned 28, he was like, ah, fuck. And then since then, he's just been trying
his death.
Yeah, exactly. And not in a way that will be like he killed himself, because it's always a lot trickier when it's like this person killed himself. It can be more tragic, like Robin Williams, but like he wants it to be like, oh, he went out in a blaze of glory. Like,
so what? Hang on. So he's completely lined up some amazing scenario
every day.
He has to ring a number, and suddenly the series of events, like a jet plane, will crash into his house.
Yeah, exactly. So he calls like, I don't know, like a la Heath Ledger. He calls a masseuse or something who's going to arrive exactly an hour from now.
Oh,
and so he's like running around the house. He's like, I gotta die. And he's like, you know, he's like hanging up like toasters above the bar.
So he's made like a complete like Rude Goldberg machine around his house. So that when like, so he orders like a pizza from the special pizza place.
Yeah.
And when the doorbell goes, it sets off a series of events.
Yeah, exactly. It strikes a match that lights a rope and a candle and all this.
Then
he slips on a skateboard into a noose that then gets dragged up.
And then he falls
and
his toes dip into a bath and there's a toaster that falls in. And a hairdryer and a TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And cyanide.
And like he's got a bit of rope attached around his ankle that's attached to the trigger of a shotgun, and he like runs away from it and like all this.
Dude, that's pretty morbid. I don't think we can be allowed to talk about that.
Well, no, but I yeah, I know. That is semi-dark. So like grey, shall we say.
Semi-dark.
But like I don't know, man. Like to die age 69, it's like, as you say, like the new 27 and all that.
It's
kind
yeah,
of stuff,
I don't know, but maybe we need a new like cursed age. Maybe that's the key.
What, like
maybe
like
we're
a,
too
like a,
pre you know, preoccupied with the 27.
Oh, an actual age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
oh,
that,
right.
You know,
I thought you meant what we need is like a purge.
Yeah, yeah. Now is the entering the age of cursedness.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we just kill one in five renowned celebs. No, like, so we've got 27, the 27 Club, famously,
and the
I'm
69
sure you guys know.
Club now.
And now apparently 69 Club. Maybe we need to pick a new age.
Very funny, because it's a sex number.
Oh, it's a sex number. Maybe he'll die doing a 69. Oh.
Who? All right, okay. Well, here's going to be a revealing question, Paddy. Who is top of your list who needs to die? Who
fuck,
are like,
man.
Who are you? Oh, come on. You know there's one. And everyone knows. They've got something like, I'm quite looking forward to it.
Like, everyone's expecting me to say just Carl from The Walking Dead. But I cannot go on a podcast that's free on iTunes and say, I hope a child dies.
No, that's like, not fair. Chandler Riggs.
And also, no, I just want him to grow up and maybe get better at acting. Anyway, or just die in the series. Anyway.
You must have someone, man. Who?
I have. I sort of have a death list.
This is We've all made
This is an area I didn't think we'd be entering into in this case. I don't know. Who are people that I actively hate that it wouldn't be?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
No, I hate Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke?
Yeah. He
Hang
is
on.
A violet, you know. I wanna fuck you, but
you
not
if
I not
you
want
to.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you don't want it, but I'm gonna knock you out anyway.
My single is dropping. It's called Questionable Morals.
It's called I'm not sure whether I should rape this person or not.
He is a fucking
Jesus
dreadful
Christ.
Human
When was
being.
He born then?
I don't know. If I knew that, I think that would say more about me than it would
Let's
about
look him up. Let's go on to the World Wide Web. When was Robin Thicke born? Loading.
Oh, he was born 1,000 years ago in the bowels of hell.
No, he was forged in the fires of Satan. Yeah. He was born in 1977, so that makes him 38.
38.
Going on 39. So 39 Club, okay.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right, so, here we go. Celebrities born. Here we have a list of celebrities born in 1977.
Oh, great. Okay,
right,
cool.
Okay, if we make this a rule, he is just going to join him.
Oh, this
you ready?
Is really... Okay, yeah, so yeah, you yeah. can choose to kill him.
Here's the age. You ready?
Okay.
Or okay, number one, John Cena, who I don't want to kill.
I don't want to kill John Cena.
Number two, Kanye West.
Oh, I'd love
take
for him
down
to...
as well.
Oh, but hang on. But can we put a caveat in this? Is are yeah. we assuming this isn't Amata's death?
Oh no! Absolutely, this is they're gonna kill themselves by shitting themselves.
Like crashed a plane into the sun, everyone would be like, "Oh my god, he's just the best rapper,
such an
artist. Love it. I just want to wank." Like it's just it would be that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kanye West dies in dreadful circumstances.
How does he die? He dies right while masturbating online for his new album, and he wanks so hard he rips his own dick off and bleeds to death.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Okay, Shakira. She's
oh
not
no,
no,
I love Shakira.
Ah, my name's Don't Let That. That's her, right?
That's your Björk voice.
But it's Colombian. Gerard Way. Yeah, he can go.
Yeah, he can go. Can go.
This is so callous.
Oh my god, this is.
Floyd Mayweather, isn't he the nasty boxer? I can't remember. Orlando Bloom.
Oh.
Give or take.
My eyes are growing dark.
Oh my gosh, it's just so bloody.
I was a pirate once.
Oh, hang on. No, we can't do this. We've got Tom Hardy. He's good.
Oh, he's very good.
Shakira, already mentioned. Psy. The guy,
oh,
the Korean guy.
He's quite fun, isn't he?
Michael Fassbender. Chris Martin. He's gotta
oh,
go.
Oh, yeah, as long as he
he's
dies, like,
go.
Shitting so much that he just. It's entire insides come out.
Danny Dyer, who I kind of want to die, but
no.
No, really.
You know what?
He's too much
I'm
fun.
Surprised. I'm impressed with him. He's actually really surprised me, and I think he's all right.
He's quite a positive effect on my life,
yeah,
I think. 100%.
Generally. I think he's fun. He's the butt of a lot of jokes, but actually, especially.
Oh, mate. No, the one. Okay, we definitely can't. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park would lose.
Oh,
we can't lose him.
Yes, we
no,
can.
We can't.
Which one's he? Is he the one that goes, yeah, or the one who goes, ugh?
He's the, I've become so numb.
I can't feel.
No, that's Chester. Head. He's the. Every day, another pendulum swings away, that takes away.
I hate Linkin Park.
Oh, no, they're great, man.
Hybrid Theory, coming to a town near
mate,
you.
In a class at school, we had an art class, we had to make t-shirts. I made a Linkin Park t-shirt because I was that fucking cool when I was 13.
I will say that their logo with the guy with the staff and the wings was pretty cool when I was a teenager.
Yeah,
I think they're a vile band.
No, man, no.
I'm sorry,
no,
but
no,
okay,
no.
But if you're, okay, you're vetoing that
okay,
year.
Okay, well, I know who you want to die most. Yep. Surely Cameron, right? Cameron's top of the list.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah,
let's
yeah.
have a look at Cameron. 1966, The Summer of Love.
The Summer of Cunts.
I don't know. He's got a fair few cunts with him. So this would be the 50s. This should be quite a nice round number.
Okay.
50-year-old. So Cameron, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Pig Jack.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Oh,
now we're cooking with gas.
Hey, I'm the water boy.
Hey, my name's Adam Sandler. Oh, no, I'm making a joke about pieces.
Oh, no, I'm on fire.
Oh,
I'm on fire.
Oh, it's like a piss in the wrong bucket game.
I think I'd like him to die by
oh,
running
Halle
into
Berry.
A traffic.
Halle Berry, David Schwimmer, Helena Bonham Carter. We don't want to lose.
I like
they're
all of those
good.
People. Helena Bonham Carter, I'm less sure of.
Well,
I'm going to admit it right now.
Rick Astley. We can't lose him. The internet would explode.
Yeah, exactly. The whole thing would be down.
The whole infrastructure of the internet. Oh, no. We can't. I'm sorry, Cameron, too much collateral, mate. J.J. Abrams, can't lose him. Rainn Wilson, he what is in The American Office and
yeah,
is what
yeah.
very good. Matthew Fox from Lost as well as J.J. Abrams. Can't
okay.
lose all of Lost.
Can't lose all of Lost.
Sweep.
Although we could lose the plot. Just like they did.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Six seasons too
and
long.
Then and then John Cusack.
Oh, I couldn't
kill
him.
Cusack.
Oh my god, High Fidelity would but then everyone will watch High Fidelity, and I'd be really happy with that.
Net Gain.
Yeah, Net Gain. It's one of my favourite movies. love that
Who
movie.
Is top of the shit list? Who is like the number one?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Mate, Andrew Lloyd Webber hasn't been alive for 30 years. He's just like
he's
a
the
large...
Phantom of the Opera.
No, he's
now.
Like no, he's just like
da 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 da. And he's
what Andrew Lloyd Webber is he's an enormous skin of a toad that's piloted by tiny shits.
Yeah, exactly.
Engineered to contribute to the biggest dick there is
see,
and
if,
shit musicals.
If we were really clever, that piloted thing you just said could be in reference to him flying back to vote against people recently because he's a cock.
Oh, shut up, political comedian Paddy Jervis.
Hi.
There's no room for that kind of insight. No, who's number one, hated, reviled by everyone?
Katie Hopkins.
Oh, mate.
Katie Hopkins.
You've done it. Katie Hopkins, born 1975.
Okay, so that
to
makes
Google
her,
we go.
Oh, Matt, so that makes her of 40, 41?
40 going on 40. Oh, mate, this is the motherload. I think we found it.
The year of 1975.
We found the year to curse.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're going to hear the big losses to start with. Okay. Number one, David Beckham. Like, that's a loss. He's a great man. Number two, Enrique Iglesias, man.
Oh, dude.
Enrique.
That's it. I don't particularly care for Enrique
that
much.
Yeah, but James would never talk to us.
James would hate me if we were responsible for that death.
And Deck. Because obviously if you kill one, the other one's gone. Yeah, you have like a symbiotic link. That's too much. Russell Brand, yeah.
Yeah, I'd be okay if he wasn't around
okay.
anymore.
And the only other one I can think is maybe Tobey Maguire, because he's Spider-Man, and that would be too much.
Oh, that would be sad.
And Jamie Oliver. Okay, those are the bad...
Jamie Oliver once sent me Prosecco for Christmas.
Oh, well, because he works for him.
Yeah, he was one of his best employees.
You scrub down his bollocks at the end of every day. Oh, that's it, Paddy. Get that in there. Mate, that'll get it off.
Oh, pucker. Put him in your lip.
Pucker bollocks. Here is a list of people we will not miss. Number one, 50 Cent.
Yeah, blood on the sand.
Number two, DJ Khaled. He's a prick. Do you know him?
No.
He's that guy.
Oh, he looks
I showed Paddy a picture of DJ Khaled. He's people who listen to this will probably know who he is, and I don't need to explain. Number okay, Will
apparently
I Am,
though the people that are on this won't know. So
right.
Will I Am
and,
Will I'm Dead
and
more
Fergie
like.
And Fergie. One fell swoop.
Oh, thank God. Is that all of the Black Eyed Peas?
That's all the ones that matter.
That's all the ones that you care about.
Like, Mel B from the Spice Girls. Alright, darling, Mel
well,
B.
Well, yeah, but that would be a bit of a like, oh shit.
Okay,
like,
okay, strap yourself in.
Which
cowboy.
One was Mel B?
She's the Scary Spice.
Oh right. I
strap yourself
she was,
leopard skin and frizzy hair.
She was leprosy spice.
Leprosy spice.
That's how she's how she goes.
Leper spice. Alright, here we go. Here's the hook, line, sinker. Jack Johnson. God.
Fall in love with me on an island in Greece.
No, I don't want to. Who else? Mark Ronson.
Oh,
we lose him and all the trumpets.
Yeah, we'd miss trumpets for about a week. Oh no, we wouldn't.
Oh, apparently he's called Stephen Kendall Gordy, aka that git from LMAO. You remember that band? They had that really party song. Basically, all the shit musicians ever assembled.
Yeah, and also that's why the age is quite appropriate because they're past their time as well, but still trying.
Okay, well, oh wow, 2/3 of the original lineup for Blink 182 in the form of Tom DeLonge and Travis Barker.
I'd actually be really. I mean, Travis is the best one. I'd actually be quite sad of that about that retrospective.
Hello there. I'm sitting
the
in
angel
my
angel from my nightmare. My feelings are so feeling in my side.
He'd be gone, man. But, I'd live with that.
No, I'd actually be pretty upset.
And finally, and I think we can both agree, Daniel Tosh.
Tosh.0. Oh my god, when you showed me that, I couldn't believe that it was... I thought it was a sketch on a better show about how dreadful things are. Welcome to Tosh.0. Just going to show you a video of me pooping in this bucket and throwing it into this guy's mouth. Whoa, man, it's like you've been framed for people who are even thicker. I hate him.
Him and Leonard from the Big Bang Theory, which I think everyone can agree
would
be a great, good loss.
I don't... I know that you don't get it either. I don't get it.
It's been over.
I just hate it.
Well, I think then it's really fitting that we just kill him.
Could we just do the generation that dies is the Big Bang?
Big Bang.
Don't pick an age. Don't fuck the age.
Leonard, what's going on? I came up for my morning toast and you've shit yourself and died.
Well, maybe it's because of Transformers and Lord of the Rings.
Hey,
I'm a woman.
Why don't you guys go play Halo?
Alienware laptops. We know laptops.
Big Bang Theory, more like Big Wang Theory, am I right?
Yeah, or Big Bang and they're all gone and the dirt is
the
gone.
The dirt is gone, Barry Scott.
Barry Scott.
I think on that note, Paddy, we need to stop lest we get sued.
My hatred has made me run out of energy.
There's no combination of meat that I wouldn't put into a sandwich, like lamb and parma ham and teriyaki chicken.
Thanks for the work!
It's Jack Johnson for you.
Oh,
come on,
you
know
the
words.
So talentless.
A monkey in the palm tree,
palm tree monkey.
Sitting in Barbados, tax-free haven. It's not racist because it's Hawaiian. I'm Jack Johnson.
And the whole point of it is basically you're not certain when it lands whether it's going to be an egg or a kiwi.
What do you mean? Of course you can be certain.
No, because you think...
No, about, like, an egg and a kiwi are very different and distinct things.
No, eggs... Yeah, when you...
Don't
when
say
you,
exactly,
no,
you
exactly.
Fuck.
No, when you look... When you hold them in your hands, yes, very different. When
hello, hello, you're listening to Pod Shambles. We're talking about eggs and kiwis.
Oh, you started recording... Well, yeah. Like, no, so basically, when they're in the... I'm just going to explain it very quickly. Just quickly explain. So the game's called Egg and Kiwi.
Right.
Laurie has just heard this. He's not happy about
no,
it.
No, of course
it's
I'm
a game
not.
That I used to play with my friends when I was a bit younger.
Which friends, Paddy? Were they real?
They were real friends. I used
real
to play.
To you.
You basically you get a load of kiwis and a load of eggs, right? Because
right.
you'll need them. God, you'll need them. You stand in a field in quite a close knit group, and you start throwing a kiwi around between you. You have to be constantly talking and chatting whilst you're doing
yes.
this, right? And then you have to, but whenever you throw the kiwi, you have to shout kiwi.
Right.
And the other person has to catch it and then throw it and shout kiwi. And you slowly get further and further out in the circle. Then another kiwi gets involved, right? Still fun and games, right? Still shouting kiwi.
Yeah.
Then
fun.
Then
throwing a kiwi.
Someone produces an egg from their hoodie pocket and throws it into
there
the mix up in the air. Well, no, it's just that's probably the most likely place that it won't break. You throw that up into the air and you shout egg when it's up, and the person you have to keep shouting kiwi and throwing them up. So there's now an egg in the mix, and then as you get further apart, you can shout whatever you want. So you can throw the kiwi and shout egg, or you can shout egg and
right.
Yeah.
So what you thought of there
yeah.
is a way to trick your friends into chucking eggs at them.
Yeah, but you throw them really high, and when they're high, you can't tell if it's an egg or a kiwi.
Why would anyone
coming.
Want to play that with you?
Well, because it's fun. But also, and it really changes the nature of how you catch it. Just to catch a kiwi, you don't want it to squash.
To
and
catch
win.
A kiwi.
To catch a kiwi, you can just sort of grab
Netflix
it.
Drama.
With an egg, you have to, like, get it like that. You have to, come down and you like,
Okay.
You know.
Here are my observations.
Okay.
Number one, you spend far too much time observing the difference between catching a kiwi and an egg.
Raw
number,
egg, by the way.
Number two, oh, not hard-boiled, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
Dick. Number two... What a fucking stupid game!
It's a great game!
Number three, fuck off.
We should play it.
I'm never playing kiwi or egg with you.
Egg or kiwi. It's very specifically egg or kiwi.
Fuck off.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Eggs. It's my egg song.
Shut the fuck up.
I feel bad.
Why, mate? I've done another bad thing.
I've done a bad one.
Did you wank in my bed again?
Oh, it's always wanking with you, isn't it?
No, with you.
It's always wanking
you.
With me. Sorry,
yeah.
That's... Yes,
I'm the one who catches
yes.
you wanking.
Here
hot,
we go.
Hot-handed, white-handed.
I like how even when we're joking about one another, it's never having sex. It's always
wanking.
Alone. It's yeah. just alone and wanking.
Well, there are no partners in
no,
our comedy.
No, I was sorry, we just took a two-minute break and I was just thinking about... I've had a lot of excitement in this podcast and
yeah.
I've got to tell you a lot of really cool things
yeah.
about like cool stuff that I do and you're like, because I'm cool moves.
Fuck you.
Like, I'm cool guy. Like, everyone says, hey, man, it's cool guy.
Oh, have you listened to Pod Shambles? It's the cool
yeah,
and the dweeb.
It's cool guy and dweebles. Like, and yeah, that's what they call us online. Anyway. So,
dweebles.
Hey, man.
What is this? What is this condescending
hey,
shit?
No, come on.
What?
So, what's going on with you?
Are you trying to ask me about, like, my office job?
How's your office job? That's fun. You get to go in.
Mate,
you get go. You've got a computer. That's
you really want to... Well, actually, no. My computer's really good, right? It's a Mac, and I
yeah,
can do all the editing.
Great.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
No, and you get lunch?
No, I don't.
Not
I
included.
I buy lunch.
Yeah, but you're allowed to.
You go and buy lunch every day.
Well, yeah, but I don't.
I do have something cool to tell you about, though, right? The weirdest thing at work, right? It's not the weirdest thing. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What is this face?
It's the face of success.
Anticipation.
That's my excitement zipper. That
right, what happened at work was, I went into work, as you do, had a coffee, read the papers, started about my day.
Daily grind.
Checked those emails.
Oh, nice.
And Janet, who is our mutual friend, who I actually met through you,
yeah.
And got this job, well, got the interview for this job,
yeah.
and she said, Laurie, I tell you, I met two of your fans the other night. And I was instantly like, what? My fans.
Your
what fan. Are you? What's going on? She's like, yes. These wonderful two people. They're absolutely marvellous people. They're called Artie and Louie.
Oh, I've just
them.
Pieced this together.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I had this experience at work when I was being told by two people, both Janet and then Katie as well, who also works at the same company. And they were telling me about how they'd met two Pod Shambles fans.
Mm.
And it was the most bizarre conversation of my life because not only was I kind of surrounded by the other people I work with and they're all going, what?
Yeah,
but it's these people, and they were, oh my gosh, they were so wonderful,
they were delightful,
so lovely,
and I adored them.
And she was describing how she'd met these two people outside of the pub at one of your shows, obviously, because that's where all the fun stuff happens.
Paddy show, cool show.
And invite these guys in. They're like, do you know Paddy and Laurie? And yeah. she got to say yes. He works for me.
Yeah.
And Katie came up and they said to Katie, oh my god, do you also work for the magazine about the investment? And Katie told me she'd never felt cooler than saying, yes, I do. So actually, Paddy, it turns out my job's pretty cool and people are pretty bowled over by
that's
it.
That's really cool. As you said, it was at one of my shows. And that was awesome, by the way. Came to a Baptist gig, really didn't have to. And
all about you now.
No, but it was a work in progress.
No, let's hear more about Johnny and the Baptist. And how much has Stuart Lee stuck his dick up your butt this week?
He hasn't written about us in a couple of weeks. Like, it's fine. Anyway, it was a work in progress, and it's one of those ones that normally it's just like mates come along and then you have a beer and everyone goes, hey, the show's okay.
I didn't go because I was busy playing football.
Yes, exactly. You had much more important things to do with Zach Cole.
Yeah, he's the better one.
I'm Zach. I have boobs. He doesn't have boobs.
I wish he did. I'd hang out with him a lot more if he did.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if they were on his head. Like little Mickey Mouse boobs. But yeah, so I ended up like, and it was such a shame you weren't there because for the obvious reasons that I like being with you. Like, at all times.
Weird.
What? Come on. We're gonna bang. But, like, I got to actually hang out with them. And it was so lovely. Because, like, for a start, they like, were engaged with the Baptist
lovely
show.
Lovely human beings as
absolutely
well.
Lovely human beings. And also, by the time I got it, because I spent, like, half an hour upstairs, like, packing shit away and stuff. And I came downstairs. And they'd already met, like, all of my friends.
Well, they'd even been brought in by Janet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Janet was like, these guys are ace. And they met my friend Kit, like, Kit Nan, who you know exactly. It turns out they were at the same school as Kit when Kit was younger. And they're twins.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I had never pieced that together.
Kept that one under wraps, guys.
I just thought all our fans were called Blair.
Something Blair.
Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of Louis as well. A lot of Louis get in touch.
We have a Tony B. Lyre.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We've got a Lionel Blair.
Tony's a fan.
Are they all twins? These guys are all brothers.
They're all twins.
Lionel Blair, Cherie as well.
Yeah, Cherie's Tony's twin.
Who else is Blair?
And they fucked and made awful, awful children.
Wow. Their kids have done nothing wrong.
Well, yeah, I know.
Being the son of a liar, the daughter of a liar.
But anyway, so and they were just so and it was so nice because they knew a lot about the podcast.
Man.
They were like actually really into it, as opposed to being like, oh, your podcast's cool and this was fine, I'll see you later. It was really nice getting to talk to someone like actually about it. And they remembered all of these lovely moments from it. Like, they had questions, which was really cool. That was like, in this episode. And it wasn't like, I'm not saying they're like dweebles and they're like,
in episode nine. Did you actually mean to say Pangaea rather than Pangaea?
What a great thing to ask. No, but they were actually like, this is one of my favourite bits, and like, is that true? Or like, hey, what was that like when you guys did that? And because most of the things we set aside, the obvious things, most of the things we say in the podcast are true, I got to tell stories that they'd already heard but I'd forgotten about. And they'd be like, that was really funny. And I was like, fuck, that was really funny.
I forgot how funny. Hang on, is this going to end up with
I
you?
I forgot how great I am.
Yeah, because it's
thank
be like
God
you.
I don't work in an office.
That's that amazing Adam Buxton gag when he sits and he goes to his shed. So he actually goes and sits in his shed and listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
There's that video of him with the swilling
absolutely,
in the glass.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's so funny.
That Joe, he's ever so funny.
Textination. Textination.
Oh, it was such a good song. But no, it was so lovely to meet people with the same enthusiasm for this brand of humour as we have.
Oh,
and as I said, like,
they exist.
I've forgotten about so many of the bits. And it's something that we talk about quite a lot because I often stop recordings and go, have I made the joke about, you know, the goose yet? And you're like, yes. Like 100 fucking times. And then what I end up doing is if I think of a really good idea, or if you think of a really good idea, I don't know if you do this as well, but I trawl through the old podcasts being like, fuck, when was it that we talk about the monkey? When was it? Like all that kind of thing. And I go through. And
it's amazing.
And if I haven't, and then the problem is this takes me hours. And by the time I've done it, if I've made the joke, can't make it again. If I haven't, it turns out it's not a good joke.
No.
Like, it's a very weak bit that I was like, oh, I just wish I could crowbar this in.
But do you not find, hang on, well, I know I have favourite bits of the podcast, which I imagine you may not remember.
Mm.
Right, because one of my favourite bits of this, one of my favourite bits of our own material.
Yeah.
Like the Song of Ice and Fire bit, I always really love.
Oh yeah, the Game of Goat.
I am the goat in the night, the goat on the wall, the goat that guards the realms of men.
It's about goats.
And it's all goats. It's like, it's like a game of goats. Or like
a game of a song of
ice and fire and goats.
Do you remember one of my favourite bits is when we talked about making a game? and making the Tetris clone. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, man, it's one of the first episodes when we talk about if we were going to make a game, what would it be?
Right.
And we talk about making a horrible Tetris. Oh, man, I'll dig it up. But it reminds me, though, why you're mentioning this.
Yeah.
A special podcast exclusive, not really. I need to put these bits up on YouTube. I've been saying we're going to do it for ages.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do highlights reels on YouTube. Yeah,
In aside from, we've got some other stuff for you to message in to us about, actually. But if you would like anything to be up on YouTube, easily accessible, you should tell your friends and relatives and colleagues.
Because I know... Yeah. As well as they do. You know when you're really into a podcast, you've got a really funny bit, right? Yeah. And you're like, oh, you guys just have to listen to this one bit. And you're sat there and you're trying to find it.
Through
and
all 40 as a result, fucking episodes of this
but,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. You have to trawl through it. So, yeah, sorry. Do continue. You're absolutely
right. That's it. Let us know if you want us to put them up and we'll put them up. But we will take all views into consideration.
I really want to put like some of my favourite bits. And that's the thing. I have forgotten about so many of my favourite bits. One of my favourite bits is Falcon Vendetta. Please welcome to the hot seat, Falcon Vendetta. Falcon, it's a pleasure to have you.
Take your fucking hand off me.
Okay.
But it's great to be here, man. I'm so psyched to be on Gob Shambles.
No, it's Pod Shambles.
What?
It's Pod Shambles.
That doesn't even make any sense, dude.
It does. It's a podcast.
Okay, podcast potato. You got me.
Really threw me off there, Falcon. I mean... Podcast and potato is two totally different things.
Whoa, it's like the you know, how, you know. Do that again, I've got a great bit. Okay.
Oh man, that's weak.
But I love it. You doing that. And it might have been just because of how visually hilarious it was.
Yeah.
You walking into my room going, hey, okay. And like slamming your... It was so unexpected.
You know what? I
think
we should spend a good 5 minutes every week patting ourselves on the back for stuff we've done. Do you know what it was last week? You can't bring that up.
On saxophone. And he plays this song for ages and then it cuts to a garden, right? And he like strolls out and he's like, hi. He's like, that was... No, what does he say? He's like, that was jazz legend Joe Leader.
As if it's not him.
And then he like looks across the screen as if he's like looking at the band, as if they were still there. Yeah. He's like, sometimes I find it hard to believe that was me. Well, no, but that was Artie's favourite bit. He was like, Joe Leader is under
strong.
It. And they were big fans of Engine Room Phil and Choose Your Own Adventure and stuff like that. Like,
but I wish I could have met them. It would have been really, really bloody lovely.
Well,
to meet
that's
them.
That, like I
I'm
have,
sorry I
haven't
wasn't there,
actually
guys.
Told you this yet, but this is nice. You can meet them.
Ooh.
I've got their address. I'm
going
to read it out
date.
Now. Everyone, just go to this house and no, they are coming to. So they came to the work in progress for Eat the Poor, but we're about to tour a show called The End Is Nigh.
Your show from last year?
Yes, show from last year about climate change that is, you know, just March, April and May.
Shush.
For anyone. But on April the 3rd...
No plugs!
We're doing it in Richmond at the Orange Tree Theatre.
Hello.
Which is the theatre that I invited you to because I really want you to come to that one.
I'm coming.
And that's the one that everyone who's appeared on PodShambles...
I'm so there.
So, like, you're coming, I think Zach's coming, James is coming, like, I think Kate's coming.
Oh,
like,
the
all
whole
this
gang
kind of
are back
stuff.
Together.
Whole gang are back together. And coincidentally, Artie and Louie have already booked tickets for that.
Oh,
and I was like, oh,
hey
fuck,
guys.
Well, you're going to get to meet Laurie, and they were like, that'll be unreal.
I'm gonna wear my special posing pouch just for you.
That's really weird. They are
Why?
A lot younger than you.
Yeah, but they can enjoy it.
Just aesthetically, as a, you know, a fun
There's
thing.
No, there doesn't need to be any touching.
No, there doesn't. But anyway, they're going to come to that one. And
okay.
I actually thought, what would be really fun, because you and I have been talking about like a shambles meetup.
Oh, hello.
Kind of like Football Ramble does.
Unofficial shambles meetup. Why does it have to be at one of your gigs?
Well, because that's something that people will actually go to. Oh. No, that's a lie. I just thought this would be good because they're already coming.
Yeah.
And when we say a shambles meter, it's going to be like three men and a baby.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what it'll be. So they're already coming. All of the gang are going to be there. So if you... And this is just a plug for the show almost. But if you live in London or even in the surrounding area and you come to that show, I've got the day off the next day and the show's relatively early.
Right.
So it means that we'll be able to have... I won't be like going to another venue or anything after that. So we can actually have some beers with
people. I mean, I don't have a day off afterwards. So I'll be going home probably after
the
end.
Yeah, but you're always drunk.
That's
so, like,
true.
You
know that moment in...
What's this?
That moment in the Avengers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, when if you haven't seen the Avengers, sorry for the spoiler, it's a fucking great moment, right?
Right, okay.
And Bruce Banner is there, and he's been the Hulk a bit, and he's not anymore.
Yeah.
And they Black Widow goes, and he's like facing off, the aliens are coming down, and he strides out going, I'm gonna go fuck him up.
I'm gonna get angry.
And Black Widow goes, but Bruce, what's your secret? And he says, my secret?
I'm always angry.
That's mine.
My secret?
I'm always drunk.
And then you, like, knock out a kid someone. With a jug. you're flagging.
Mate, all right, well, then Shambles Meet Up 1.0 will be there.
Yeah, that'll be rad.
Be prepared. I'm going to be in my pouch.
I'm going to be in my element.
What? That's terrible.
He just wanted to play guitar, didn't he?
It's the blues. I'm tired of the blues. I've been singing the blues. Underwater. Been singing the blues. I've really ran out of things to say. I'm sorry. Please take me back to my wife.
Da, 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 da. It's the end of the podcast, the da, end da, of da, the da, go. Da, 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 da. At the end of the show, da, what surprises do we have in store for you? Here's all the bits we forgot about in the other podcast.
I'm gonna buy myself a hammer and kill your wife.
Okay, whoa, then. We agreed we wouldn't do the hammer bit.
What kind of hammer?
It's a claw hammer.
Stop, hammer time! Hammer.
We've got, look, it's the end of the podcast. This is the bit where we should have a nice, easy way to go into this. We've got some bits and pieces we need to clear up, boys and girls.
Hooray.
Number one, we've got an email. It's very overdue, aren't we, Paddy?
Yes, it's long overdue because I forgot.
I forgot too.
I actually forgot about it, but also in retrospect, it's very funny
it
and
very
I
funny.
Really enjoy it. And we did ask for it.
We did.
And
so
the
do
fact
you remember
that we asked for it. Like, we were talking about double dating.
We did, so we said we were talking about if we went on double date, how awful would it be? And we asked you to send in your applications for a double date to appear on it. Unfortunately, only one person really gave us a good reply, so.
Yes, exactly.
And then because of that, we forgot about it.
But yeah, exactly.
Now, for your listening pleasure, it's from Awkward Moaners, but this is Elliot, I believe, who's emailed in a couple of
times. Elliot Griffiths, who I think he's tweeted in quite a lot, and yes, from the Awkward Moaners podcast. So, how are we going to read this? How are we going to do it?
Okay, I'll introduce you. You can do the vital statistics. You'll know when to come in, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry, I've interrupted you already.
Fuck
but off. I also want to say, he's from the Awkward Moaners podcast, and I listen to that.
And you should listen to
it
too.
And it's good. So, so, continue. Sorry.
Hey, Shamblers. It's the better half of the... This is not how he sounds like at all. It's the better half of the Awkward Moaners podcast here. I may be featherless, but that means that they cannot be plucked. Feathers. Which is... I'm not a vegetarian, and I do like aquariums, as long as they're not duck sanctuaries in disguise. Oh!
Those are definitely references to jokes I've forgotten that we made.
Oh, those were good jokes.
I remember reading this and going, that is brilliant.
Here are my basic details. Name?
Elliot Griffiths.
Why?
Okay, name. Elliot Griffiths.
Height?
At least 4 geese tall.
Oh, man, that's pretty tall. That's pretty sexy. Okay.
How tall is it?
For geese.
No, that 4 geese tall is probably...
Awards.
7 feet?
Awards.
I have a swimming badge for 50 metres from when I was about 7.
HP?
300.
Nice.
I really like
That's
that.
That's good. You can take a couple of hits to the face there.
Yeah.
Spells learned?
Fireball and Summon Woodpecker.
That is useful, man.
And what I really like about this is he's actually laid it out as they do in D&D. He's done Summon, Woodpecker after the comma and Fireball.
All right, well, sorry, you really like his syntax.
Yeah,
great.
I love it.
Expert subjects?
Pokemon, shopping at Aldi.
Man, shopping at, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I can shop a little. I've got little licked.
I often forage in Aldi.
Why?
Well,
it's a shop, you buy stuff in there.
Yeah, but
additional
got
notes. Additional notes.
Proficient at Microsoft Word. Making breakfast sometimes and not dying so far.
I hope this date application is everything you are looking for in a man. Love, Elliot.
That's really strong.
Elliot.
He didn't actually give a kiss,
no,
we just embellished it.
But
that.
He said love.
I think
it came with a kiss.
I think it does come with a kiss.
I come with a kiss. Oh! I've come!
That is so childish. I love
it. I know,
it.
But it's great. Elliot, listen, we will go on so many dates with you, and we will put out every single one. Maybe you want to come to that show Paddy mentioned before, and then we'll
yes,
consummate
which is available online at w.gov.
We got more. We got more correspondence. We actually did a proper Twitter thing this week as well. Elliot, of course, got in contact with us at our email address, which is
podshambles@gmail.com.
Nice cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah.
That's podshambles@gmail.com.
I'm a dreadful human being.
Wait, Paddy, there's time. We've got more correspondence.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You've been really good at this.
Well, I actually tweeted something this week, and we haven't really got Twitter. We don't really understand it.
It sucks.
But we put up a question this week, which we said, we're doing a new podcast tonight. Do you want to be in it? Reply with any bird-based pun, because we are both suckers.
That was really strong.
For a bird-based pun.
Do you not follow Pod Shambles?
Yes, I do. I'm not logged in at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's how Twitter works, darling. Don't worry. Okay, sorry. I do follow Pod Shambles. Okay, so we got some really good responses on this guy.
Okay.
Louis Hughes, another Louis.
At Lima Hotel.
One. Well, I'm not sure if he got it or if this is really clever, right?
I think
he said, why of all days do I have to be busy today? Would love to talk to you guys. Cock.
Which is a bird,
right? Which is a bird.
I think that's amazing.
But I don't. But I can't tell if he's actually just bemoaning the fact that he's going to miss it, and then tweeted to say he's going to miss. I don't get it.
I'm too busy to do 140 characters today.
It's all pretty.
Louis Blair, who we talked about earlier, says, "Indeed, but all these bird jokes are making my voice kind of hoarse.
Not a bird pun.
Yeah,
there,
but subverting it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
We've got a great one from
Roz Chimaki. Hi, Roz. She says, I feel like if I tried to join in, you might just be a bit disparaging.
That's my favourite. That's really good. That is my favourite so far. That is unreal. Laura Stevenson says, cheap puns, you say?
There's
cheap,
one pun.
Cheap like a bird. Well, toucan play at this game.
Like a toucan. Brilliant. Like a cheeky toucan. Elliot Griffiths, again, second shout in the same section.
God,
Elliot.
He just loves Bristol City FC.
I thought I'd just pigeon with my own bum.
That is amazing. Oh, that is so mega.
The best ones are the most tortured ones. That's the best one.
It's absolutely. And Arthur Blair, Artie Blair, who is once again.
Oh, this is true.
Well, you don't see this every day. Oh my god.
Guys, thank you so much. Gals, thank you so much for texting in.
Texting.
You can't text in.
You can text. Not yet, anyway.
Don't give out your number.
I'm going to sort that out. We're going to get phone numbers for all of us.
But this week, we want your help again, please, Shamblers. Please.
Yes.
God, please.
Challenge.
Challenge set.
Welcome to Science Up Your Ass.
Listen, you know you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
I would put an address in there, but I don't know. Just search for Pod Shambles iTunes, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Acast as well, you can subscribe to us. But on iTunes, if you're not subscribed already, please subscribe.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Number two.
Yeah. So what we were thinking, right? We have some reviews on iTunes that are very lovely, like resoundingly lovely. But no one's left one in years, except for very recently someone left one and I went, oh, fuck, you can do that. And his name on iTunes, his Apple ID, is Engine Room Phil.
Oh, amazing.
Which I was just like, fuck, that someone has actually chosen to call themselves Engine Room Phil. I'm really pleased
with that. That's beautiful.
So,
challenge this week.
Firstly, give us 5 stars. Actually, no, give us whatever we deserve. Give us whatever you think. Everything
we do
is
have 2 1-star reviews.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
I'm quite intrigued. I want to meet them and I want to punch them.
We have two 1 stars and 55 stars. So
yeah.
Up your ass. Anyway, yeah, so if you leave us a review and a prize will go to the best person whose name is something to do with the podcast.
Okay, and you can use Pod Campbell. Please don't leave any reviews for the Pod Campbell.
Yeah, exactly. Not
it's a show about soup and Sol Campbell. It's fucking dreadful.
If you leave a review and it can contain
Come
a
on,
reference.
Pod Campbell's.
Pod Campbell's is very, very funny.
Come
like
on.
Soup. So if you can contain a reference in your note and in your review, and we will go through them.
The cleverer, the better. Like, you can just go for a character name, but if you can do something really left field.
If there's something really
left
field.
If you can make
us
go. That's absolutely brilliant.
Oh my god, it's so bloody good. Then you will get special treat.
Special treat, which is a little rub down from Paddy after the podcast.
Yes, exactly. You can come to my house, have a bath, and then I'll rub you down.
What with?
With a sponge.
Unguents and oils.
Yes, I love the word unguents.
Duck
downs. You forgot your unguents.
Hey,
what's
buddy.
That Fargo.
Fargo.
From
watch
Fargo.
Watch that's Fargo. That's our hot tip for the week.
Laurie wrote Fargo, so it would really help
out
if you watched it.
And Paddy was Francis McDermott in the original movie.
And I was Martin Freeman in the series, which is really weird. Which is
well,
really strange
because
you play
apparently
Billy Bob
you're
Thornton.
A famous actor now.
Yes, I am. I was in The Hobbit.
I'm going to go and consider my life choices, Paddy.
And I'm going to go and ruin your reconsidered life choices.
Thanks, mate. See you next time
on
Pod Campbell's.
Pod Campbell's. Hey, where the
why not crack open a tin and sit down with me, Sol
Campbell
on Pod Campbell's.
It's a reference, and what they've done there that's quite clever.
No.
The show is called Pod Shambles, but what he said is Pod. There's a little sound check. I forgot where the record button was because I was.
How does that pick up, mate? Maybe you should be a bit closer. Oh, that's horrible on the sound wave.
That is every day for me. Although I immediately, you see why it's so buggered is because it's been thrown. It's been molested.
It's just so loud.
The bane of my existence.
That's probably too loud, isn't it?
That's probably too loud. But then again, you were being very loud.
Too loud by half.
What if I was too quiet by half?
What if I was to whisper in here?
What if I was to do one of my songs?
Succulent butts.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me.
Stop it.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.